Amen. Tonight, praise God, we thank God for the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's what works. The Spirit of God works. It works within us. Praise God. Amen. Work with our spirit. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus has spoken in the words that your way is not my way, and neither your thoughts is my thought. Amen. For the words of God is the words of life. And the scripture had condoned and said that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So we need, amen, the word of God so that we can do. We're not just coming out here just to be coming, but we're coming, praise God, to get some word in us. Amen. Get some word and get some spiritual food in us. Amen. That we might be able to live in the coming, amen, days to come. What I said, in the coming days to come. Amen. So, and not just for today, but for the coming days to come. Amen. We need some word. Amen. Some words of knowledge. Words of life. Amen. That it might be able to constrain us. Amen. To do good. Say, do good. Amen. Do good. That's what it's important for us to do. It is to do good. And God is looking for every soul, every child to do good. Now, we are still talking about, tonight, talking about, amen, the law of sin and death. So now, if we sin, we are going to die. Amen. Not natural death, but we are going to die spiritual death. Spiritual death. Amen. Praise God. You, there was a lot of people had died, and they're still, amen, dancing and shouting and jumping and, amen, all around the church. Amen. Not only here, in many places. Amen. They are spiritual dead, but they're still jumping and shouting and going on. Praise God. Their spiritual life is dead. Amen. It is because that they had not kept it up, praise God, amen, didn't keep it up. So is surely that what the Lord says, surely if, told Adam, surely if you eat from this forbidden fruit of this tree, you're going to surely die. You're going to die. Amen. Praise God. Otherwise, if you obey me, that's what it said, disobey me. If you disobey me, you're going to do what? You're going to die. Amen. So we got a lot of people, and that's you that tonight, obey, disobey, disobey, disobey. Praise God. Amen. We're living in a time that people don't mind disobeying. What you're saying, Bishop, they don't mind, praise God, not listening and not doing what they're hearing. Amen. But he said, if you disobey, amen, or eat from this tree, you're going to surely die. That's what he told Adam. He didn't tell Eve that. You're going to die. Amen. Eat from the beginning, forbidden fruit, what I told you not to do, if you do this, and then you're going to die. You're not going to live. You're going to die and not do what? Not live. Amen. Otherwise, all of your singing, all of your shouting, all of your, amen, preaching, all of these things, praise God, going to be in vain, because you're going to be spiritual, what? Dead. There are not going to be no kinds of power in what you're doing, no kind of, praise God, drawing spirit in what you're doing, because, amen, a dead man cannot, amen, have no drawing spirit. What I said, you can't have no drawing spirit. See, man, so he's going to be spiritual dead, amen. if you disobeyed the law, my word, amen, you're going to die. That's what the Lord told Adam. Now, if Adam and Eve would have, not failed to see from God's standpoint, amen, if they had not, failed to see from God's standpoint, otherwise, see that what God was talking about. If you eat from this tree, forbidden fruit, you're going to die. You're going to die and not do what, and not live. You're going to die, and you're not going to live. If you disobey me. If you don't do some part of the word. See, some folks won't feel like that they do some part of the word. Then, God going to be pleased with that. No, you got to do all of it. And if you do this and disobey me, you're going to die. Tonight, on the other night, Monday night, Tuesday night, rather, we were talking about, reversing of the order, reversing the order, there were a lot of people are reversing their order, what God told them to do, then they want to reverse it, do it their way, that's right. Reverse the order. Praise God. I ain't going to do that, because I don't think it's right. Amen. And so I'm going to do it my way. Amen. Reversing the order. Amen. So let us go into the Word of God. We got get up some more scriptures tonight. I believe we got on the other night, got up two. Tonight we're just going to use maybe about two scriptures tonight. Amen. And enlighten you in. We got quite a few scriptures that we're going to bring to you. Amen. St. Matthew 13, verse 38 that we used that other night. And anybody make notes of that? St. Matthew, 13:38. Amen. Talking about reversing the order. The order, praise God. God made you, to be a woman, You're not to want to reverse, of your making. He made you to be a woman, then y'all, stay in the woman, cloud of glory. Knowing what the woman supposed to be doing. What she's supposed to do, praise God. Talking about use this right here in the deaconess. The deaconess, praise God, should know the qualification of a deaconess. It is a mystery work. Is that what you call it? It's a mystery work, that's what they call it, praise God. That's the woman, praise God, knowing how to take care of the house. Deaconess. Amen. Know how to sweep the floor. Knowing how to make up the bed. Amen. And to know how to. Don't reverse the order. Amen. It's called for the order, called for you to know how to make the bed up. The order called for you, praise God, know how to sweep the floor. The order called for you, praise God, to know how to cook. Huh? Amen. Don't reverse the order. Amen. I know that's real right. Amen. So God created you, as I said, if you being a woman, then you stay in the woman covenant. Don't try to, be a man. We got women today, praise God, and then they want to do all everything the man do. They say that they can do it. They can do anything a man do. Now, you don't need you trying to chat us and trying to prove nothing. But you can do man work. Amen. That only letting your standard down. Amen. So now, you're going to go, and do that hard work. of a man when you don't, you're not supposed to be doing that hard work of a man, the working of the sweat of your eyebrow. That's what the scripture says. When you're just supposed to be doing what? When you're supposed to be just, amen, bearing pain. Amen. When you just before to be, amen, bearing pain. So now why are you going to go out there and say, well, I'm going to climb a telegram post? Now I'm going to go out there and use one of those jackhammers out there. Because that's not the mission work. That's not the woman's job. Amen. Don't need you trying to diverse, amen, the order of your making of your creator and your creating. God created you to be a woman, and you are supposed to work in the woman field, not get over in the man field. The man will pull the work of him until his eyebrow sweat. That's the punishment that God gave man. That he was to do what? To work. The woman, he gave the woman, amen, she was to bear pains in her life. Amen. Again, and he drove the servant out and told the servant he was to, amen, stop walking upright. He was to crawl. Am I right? Amen. But what we doing, well, we want to do, we want to reverse the order. Amen. That's what Adam and Eve did. They reversed the order. What God told them to do and told them to be, they wanted to do what was to reverse order. And because of they reversed order, and then sin had continue to multiply. Sin had continued to multiply. Praise God. Now we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity. Amen. Praise God. So now God made the woman to be a woman, and then she ought to act like a woman and stand in the woman field. They're in the place of a woman. Not go out, praise God, and try to do the job of a man, do God. That is not what you was, amen, created to do. Your punishment was, it wasn't your punishment. Amen. So you stay in the field where God placed you in. Man, amen, to stay in the man field. He not, see, a man does not act like no woman. Come on here now. Need to talk like a woman. Amen. Praise God. We made a man to be a man. And the man's supposed to, amen, take care of his family. Amen. Supposed to live up to take care of his family. Be a supporter of his house. Amen. Praise God. Not to go out and stay out all night long and do what he want to do because he feel like he's a man. He's independent. Amen. When you want to be independent, then you stay single. But when you get married, then the Bible says you both become as a queen, and one flesh. Amen. Amen. So now, see, that was some men, they feel like, well, I'm the man of this house and I can do what I want to do. And I don't want my wife, I don't want her to be asking me where I'm going and when I'm coming back and all that kind of stuff. You know, you're supposed to be, amen, subject because you're supposed to be queen. Amen. If you are put together, then one part of your body somewhere else, another part somewhere else, and then it's out of order. Any question? Lord, gonna help us in all this stuff that we're getting into. Amen. See, amen. So you stay in your field. The man stay in his field. He ain't supposed to put on nothing like a woman. Go around shaking like a woman. Amen. He ain't supposed to be doing that. Praise God. He's supposed to look like a man. Not wearing no long hair. Amen. That the woman place to wear long hair. The man ain't supposed to be wearing no long hair. Supposed to cut his hair. Amen. We talking about what we talking about? We talking about, praise God, re-what? Refreshing the order. Y'all follow me now. Y'all talk to me. Reversing the what? Order. Amen. Reversing the order. What God, amen, praise God, has planted you for. Amen. What he has put in your mailbox. Amen. And then you take it and change, amen, what he put in your mailbox and put it like you wanted it to be. You reversing what it was you ordered it for. Amen. All right, St. Matthew chapter 13, verse 38. Amen. I'm going to be talking to you for a little while. And tonight, ain't gonna, you don't know a lot of scripture because I'm finding out y'all ain't following it. I don't know. Y'all getting no, y'all bought one of those tapes. Y'all get one of those tapes each night so you can go home and listen. That's what I do. I go home and I listen. I turn it on, amen, all through the night when I wake up. When I wake up all through the night, I turn the tape on. Amen. Listen to that. Studying it. Amen. Because a lot of things you can forget. And a lot of things I forget too. All right. Reversing the order. St. Matthew 13:38. Yeah. Somebody got me read from read loud. The field is the world. Look here. The good seed of the children. The field is the what? It's the world. When you go out there working out in the field out there, that's the world. Playing the field. Playing the field. Y'all. Now y'all didn't know all that stuff is in there, huh? Amen. Playing the field. There's a lot of folks, they want to play the field. The Bible said that's of the world. Amen. We all supposed to be in the world, but not out the world. We ain't supposed to, praise God, play the field of the world. Amen. We're saved now. And we're sanctified, satisfied, we're supposed to be. Amen. Praise God. So we ain't supposed to, amen, play what? Play the field of the world. Amen. Praise God. Stand out in the corner looking for Janet to pass by. Reversing the order. That's what God wants you to do. Amen. The man standing, the woman standing on the corner, amen, watching the man go by. And that's what the world does. You got to go, amen, instead of you being at home with your family, praise God, you on the corner somewhere, or down in the pool room down there, or someplace or another, playing what? Playing the field. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I got to go over there tonight. I got to go over to my buddy house, and we gonna sit up there, amen, and talk and do our thing. Praise God to my buddy house. Amen. You playing the field when you supposed to be at home. All right. Look at the scripture now. The field is the world. The good seed. Look here, the good seed is the kingdom of the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Don't reverse it, the order. Don't go in the, amen, and play, amen, on that field of the world. Amen. Stay with the good seed. The good seed is what?
The good of the kingdom.
Is the children of the kingdom. That's what the good seed is about. Amen. When you, amen, God made us, praise God, to be good seed. Say good seed. And scream it out. Say, God made us good seed.
God made us good seed.
Amen. He ain't got to come back and finish the work. The work already done.
All right.
He done worked on them. Amen. So now we ain't supposed to reverse what he made of us and become bad seed. Say bad seed. No. Now, when you become bad seed, then you're done well. You're reversing the order. Lord, gonna help us, gonna help us. Amen. I just can't stand that old Bishop Hardy. I ain't gonna. going to sit up there and listen at him, praise God. Amen. You are doing what? You're reversing the order. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God said all the world, it is the bad seed. And the good seed is of God. Huh? Amen. You don't want to hear the word of God because you don't want to live right. You don't want to do right. Amen. Oh, I know this right. Now look at the scripture. This is going to bless you tonight. And see, everybody that could have been here has all been here tonight. This is going to really bless you.
But the
Taurus
are the children.
The one that are always so busy going place, so busy doing their thing. The Taurus. You know how folks in Abraham is turned to go all over overseas. They just got to go here and got to then go there, and some people is just like that because they want to praise God, don't want to be in the church, so they're tourists. They're here today, and they're there tomorrow. Oh, I know what I'm talking about, y'all. I told you the word gonna bless you. It gonna bless you. It gonna bless you. See, sometimes we think this stuff is not in there. It ain't about. We can do what we want to do, but it's in there. Amen. The word of God is written for our learning. Amen. Some folks, amen, they can't stand here. They got to move over there. Amen. They ain't satisfied over here. They got to move over back here. And they keep going backward. Still are going forward because they are tourists. They got that tourist spirit in them. Otherwise, what you talking about, Bishop? They reversing the order. Reversing what?
The order.
The order. Now look at the scripture. The scripture's going to bless you.
The enemy.
Look at that. Amen. Those people, amen, reversing the order, always running from here and running there and running all that to Sioux Church and John Church and Paul Church because they, amen, they got that tourist business, that tourist spirit. Amen. They not nothing but enemies. They ain't nothing nobody to fool with, nobody to palinize off. Amen. Because they already done reverse the order. Man, we should be children of what? A light. Children of light. Come on, book, talk to us.
The enemy
that sold them
is the devil.
He is who? She is what?
The devil.
I didn't say that. The word of God said that they are of the devil. Man, they are of the devil. Amen. Those folks that tyrant. I wish all of them were here tonight. I'm going to have to come back to this here because I need to come back to this. Amen. Because we still got some folks in here want the tyrant. Because they call Joe Blow tyrant. Blow Bolt, amen, they're going here and there and they're doing his thing. Come on here now. Amen. They feel like if Joe Blow doing it, I can do it too. And that word said, monkey see and monkey will do. Amen. But I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be like a tree that planted by the river wall said, I shall not be moved.
Right.
I ain't terrorizing nowhere.
All right.
Looking for no choir. Right. Looking for no group. Right. And grouping. And all that stuff, all them days of mine, it's over with. Amen. Praise God. Touring, trying to be, amen, something report, important. Amen. Trying to prove, amen, to folks, amen, that you are important. You're just touring. Amen. Going to do your thing. Do like you want to do. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Come on. The book is talking. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless you.
The harvest.
Is the end of the world. The harvest is the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. You seeking for this and seeking for all that. Why don't you just wait till, amen, till the harvest time. Amen. The things that they be in there. Come on, book, talk to me.
And the reapers.
And those who are reaping for some good.
Are the angels.
the angels. Amen. The reapers is the angels. Amen. Because they're looking for, praise God, amen, to stay in the order of what God put them. The angels. We are angels. We are reaping. And we are looking and seeking and waiting for the harvest. Amen. Amen. And as good angels. Now look at the scripture. What does it say now?
As therefore. The Torah.
Those folks that have got to keep moving. Read.
Are gathered and burned.
Look at they are gathered and burned. They are thrown in the fire. Praise God. Amen. Otherwise, you got to get rid of them. You don't need no kind of folks around you. Amen. Just turn and just want to keep something going in the church and keep something going in the body of Christ. Yes. Amen. You need to gather them together and throw them where?
In the fire.
In the fire. Otherwise, amen. Get them out of here. Put them out of there because they don't do nothing but wreck and going to burn up everything in the church. Oh, my Lord. I didn't know all this stuff was in there. Amen. Now watch this here. What it said, take them and they are born and throw them in the fire.
So shall it be in the end of this world.
So that it's going to be in the end of this world. Amen. Otherwise, praise God. Now, if you're already born now and throw them in the fire, then you're still living. So you can be gathered together at the end of the world, thrown in where? In a fire. So I said this a while ago, praise God, so you are what? You ain't, amen, your spirit, you just having just the spirit, but you are, God ain't, and didn't just wipe you all out, praise God, but he gave you a chance that you can be able to be alive, you know, right. Amen, praise God, so you have twofold, this is twofold now. All right, read.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angel. And they shall gather out of his kingdom.
And they're gonna gather out of his kingdom.
All things.
Amen. So you ain't gonna be, amen. See, he's not gonna, what we said from the beginning, you're not gonna be graveyard dead. Didn't I say that from the beginning? You're not going to be graveyard dead. Amen. Praise God. But you're going to be spiritual dead. Yeah. So, amen. Waiting for the angel to gather up what?
Things that offend.
The things that offend. Read.
And them which do iniquity.
And those that, amen, practice iniquity. Amen. Amen. God don't want y'all to reverse this thing. Amen. I know we got a good lesson here. God don't want us to reverse this thing. Amen. All right. Amen. I'm gonna be letting you go in a few minutes. Praise God. Now, 1 John 3:8. Mm-hmm. Lord, gonna help us tonight. 1 John 3:8. Amen. Just hold that some more in those verses. So you write them down, and then the time you have. Amen. Some extra time you sit down and go through that. Yeah.
He that committeth sin.
All right, that's what it is. He that commits sin
is of the devil.
He that practices sin. He that, amen, don't want to be obedient, don't want to be do right.
Right.
Amen. Don't want to be subject. Mm-hmm. What you done did? You reverse the order. Yes. Amen. Because he said, amen, that you are, amen, to not to sin.
Right.
If a man sin, he surely die.
Right.
So now you are trying to reverse that. Amen. Saying that I ain't going to die. Amen. I'm going to live on. Amen. God said you're dead and you're still just like old chicken. You kill a little chicken and pull his neck off and then throw him out on the ground. He's still jumping, but he ain't got no head. That way some folks are, they're still jumping. And they ain't got no head. Amen. Because they're trying to do what? Reverse the order. You cannot, amen, make it reversing the order. All right, let's see what the scripture is saying.
He that committeth sin.
You that commit sin.
Is of the devil.
You, praise God, you are of the devil. And you get a man, a woman, praise God, just got to have them some girlfriend and some boyfriend. Amen. Lying and flying and cussing and all that. They ain't say, I don't care how they look, how good they look, they all the devil, because the Bible says he that commits sin, they all the devil. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't need you trying to, praise God, take a hog and wash him and clean him all up and then put a bowl on him and you turn him loose. And he gonna rip back to the pen, back in the mud, mild in the slop. Cause amen, he is a pig. That's what the scripture saying. You that commit sin, you all the devil. Read the book, daughter.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
The devil already sinned. Amen. Praise God. That's what got you sinning. It is the devil. Read book.
For this purpose,
you know, you hear some folks in my well, I just let me go on go to the devil then. If I go to the devil, then I know that there's some more people gonna be there with me too. I ain't gonna take that chance, and I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna be talking that kind of foolish stuff, cause that's foolish. That's real foolish, and that real crazy too. Amen. Because there's some more folk going to be going there. You know? I'm going, so don't let me go on to hell if I'm going there. I let me go. That's crazy talk. Because you don't want to go to hell. But one man went to hell and he sent the message back, told him to go tell my brother, don't come down here. Because this ain't no place for nobody has got into sense. Amen. Praise God. So don't talk a whole lot of crazy talk. Because you don't want to play around with the devil. The devil, praise God, he sent it already. And praise God. Amen. So you need to, amen, stay away from the devil. All right, look at the scripture now.
For this purpose, the Son of God.
He was manifested because, praise God, the devil, praise God, amen, he was going to and fro, seeking to whom he may have vowed. Amen, praise God. If the Son of Man did not be manifested, amen, the world would be in a worse condition than it is. The devil will have took control of everything. And we would have been all messed up. But because of the goodness of God, because of his mercy, amen, that he bestowed upon us, amen, that we are where we are tonight. We can come and we can sing the song, say, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, and I feel better and so much better since I laid my burden down. One thing about it, friends, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Amen. Since I laid my burden down. Amen. Look at the scripture now.
That he might destroy.
Amen. Now he was manifested that he might destroy.
The work of the devil.
The work of whom?
The devil.
The work of the devil. Amen. That's where he come from. Amen. Because the devil come to do what? The devil come what? To do what? He come to reverse the order. He come to do what?
To reverse the order.
That's where he come, praise God. And he know, amen, what God said. Do you know he know what God said? He know what he told Adam. That's why he came. He said, well, I know I ain't going to be here to get Adam, because Adam know what God done told him. Adam got, amen, what God told him. He got it in his spirit. So now, praise God, he's subject of the devil to come, Lucifer to come to talk to the woman. And praise God, to show her, because she hadn't got it in her spirit.
Right.
Amen. So, amen. So now I know I can get the woman, praise God. And if I can get the woman, then she, amen, he's the lover of the woman. Come on here. And she can get him to come and to, in there to eat of this forbidden fruit.
All right.
So, what you talking about, Bishop? Reversing the order. Reversing the order. Amen. And that's what the devil come. He say he come to rob, steal, to kill, and destroy. The reverse order. That's where he come from. Amen. And then now look at this. Look at that next verse. Now there's.
Whosoever is born of God.
Look here. You that are born of God.
Must not commit.
You ain't gonna do what the devil tell you. Amen. Amen. You're not gonna commit sin. You ain't gonna do what he said. You're gonna tell the devil he's a lie and the truth is not in him. Amen. You're gonna resist the devil and he's gonna flee from you. Look at the scripture now.
For his seed remaineth.
His seed remaining in him. Praise God. He ain't got the seed of God. He got the seed of himself.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. And we got a lot of folk, praise God, they ain't got the seed of God in them.
Right.
They got the seed of themselves. That's really why they do what they want to do. Amen. They can't even do what God said, because their seed is contrary to God's seed. Amen. Say contrary. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So they cannot, because Jesus said in the word that your way is not my way.
Right.
Neither your thought is my thought.
Right.
Amen. So you know you're gonna please God, and then you got the amen. I have his seed in you.
Right.
And God's seed is goodness.
Right.
Say goodness.
Goodness.
That's it. It's good now. Now read the scripture, daughter.
For his seed
remaineth in the devil.
And he cannot sin. Because he is born of God.
And we call, amen. He is born of who?
God.
Of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's back up on that right there and let's clarify that. Mm-hmm.
Whosoever born of God doeth not commit sin.
You ain't gonna commit no sin.
For his seed
remaineth in him.
And he cannot sin. Because he is born of God.
Because, amen, you are born of God. Praise God. Amen. See, when you and I be born of God, and then we can't sin. But the devil, praise God, he can sin because God's seed is not in him.
Right.
He lost his seed when he disobeyed God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we are, amen, children of light.
Right.
Amen. Read book. Mm-hmm.
Is this the children of God?
In this the children of God
are manifest.
All right. The children of God is manifesting.
And the children of the devil.
Whosoever.
Doeth not righteousness. Is not of God.
You ain't of God.
Neither he that loveth not.
If you, praise God, are wondering, you know what that word was? Wondering. Amen. Amen. Tourist. I want to put that up there for tourism, on top of that tourism. I won't forget that. Amen. You that, amen, of God, amen. You are none of him. Amen. You that are tourism, amen. Otherwise, practice the thing that the world, amen, going and doing things that the world, you tourism. Amen. So busy doing your thing. All right. Amen. The word of God is right, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. See, some folks, praise God, got to be a busybody.
Mm-hmm.
They born to be a busybody. Sometime up and sometime down. Amen. All right, that's good. Amen. Now what they're doing, they are tourism. Yeah. Not of God. Tourism is not of God. That's good. Amen. All right, let's see now. Even next verse of that. Amen. That Jude is talking now, huh, Brother Jude? Amen. John, yeah, the Jew will be next. All right, John. All right, let's say.
For this is the message.
Now, this is the message
that ye heard.
That you heard
from the beginning.
From the beginning. Amen. When was your beginning? Amen. When was your beginning? When you come to the church. Amen. We said that Sunday. When you come to the church, praise God, heard the gospel. Amen. You heard the gospel, praise God, and you witnessed to what you heard was right. Huh? Amen. You heard this from the beginning, praise God, that Jesus is God and he manifested in flesh. He came to his own receiving not. For as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Amen. You heard this from the beginning. Amen. That he loved us. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You heard this from the beginning. Right. Amen. Praise God. All right, then. You heard this from the beginning. Then what then?
That we should love one another.
That we ought to love one another. Amen. Don't tell me that you love me and then you're going to throw good discard. That you may love one another. You heard this from the beginning. And then what happened? What?
Not as Cain. Who was of the wicked.
Amen. Who was of the wicked.
One. And slew his brother.
Now Cain slew his brother.
And wherefore.
Amen. Then he went lying. Praise God. Then he didn't know where he was. Amen. But he all the same time, he don't kill him. Put them in the ground, and the ground talking back. Amen. Read book.
And wherefore slew he him.
And wherefore slew him he him.
Because his own works were evil.
Amen. His own work, amen, was evil.
And his brothers
righteous. Amen. See, a lot of folks will get mad with you and mad, praise God. Amen. Because, praise God, you do good work. You're doing good.
Yes.
And then they'll do all they can and try to work evil against you and try to knock you down.
Right.
Try to kill you and then destroy you. That's what King did. He slew his brother. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because he knew all the time that he wasn't doing nothing good right. Amen. Amen. His brother, praise God, was trying to do all the good he can do. Amen. Praise God. So he going to go on. He going to slow it. Amen. Now look at the scripture now. What it said now. This is it.
Marvel not
now.
My brother. If the world hates you.
If the world hates you.
We know. That we have passed from death unto life.
Amen. Praise God. Look at it again. Look at it again, praise God, amen, because we go around crying to one another, don't tell my this person don't like me, and this person here talking about me, and this person is trying to knock me down, praise God. But he said, read that again.
Marvel not.
Amen. Don't laugh, ha, 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 laugh at nobody.
My brother. If the world hates you, we know that we have passed.
Amen. We don't got somewhere.
That's right.
We don't turn it loose, praise God, that wickedness. Amen. Praise God. And we stand with the order, amen, the order that God had intended for us. Amen. We don't pass from death
unto life. Because we love the brother.
People don't, amen, they don't love nobody. They don't even love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They can't love the brother because they don't even love themselves.
Right.
Amen. I know that this is good stuff here. In the question. Amen. This is good stuff. Now, one scripture, and then we're going to quit. Amen. Jude chapter three, that's chapter six. I mean verse six. So they were one chapter in one chapter in there. So verse 6.
And the angels which kept not the first estate.
Amen. The angels which kept not
their first estate.
Amen. Their first estate, their first order. Mm-hmm. Their first order. Amen. The angel who kept not their first estate, their first order. Amen. Who was that? Amen. Adam there. He didn't keep it first. He didn't keep it. Amen. If he did not fail to see the standpoint of God, amen, we wouldn't be in the place that we in. Amen. Adam being the angel of God, and we follow after them, amen. If we praise God, being the children of light, God made us and created us. All right, now watch what it says. Now the angels are what? Did not keep the first estate,
but left their own habitation.
Amen. They left from where God had put them. Amen. We got a lot of folks, amen, they just got to be tourists. Going back to tourists now. Got to be tourists and got to be running all here. Got to be running there. And got to be always into something. Always doing their thing. Y'all didn't know that all this was in there. Amen. Praise God. Tourists. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They hit the day, tomorrow down. Next day they're somewhere else. The next place they're somewhere, they just tourists. Amen. They ain't got no stability. Don't know how to govern themselves. Don't know how to stand still and see the salvation of God. They tourists everywhere. Amen. But they're still talking, saying that they are angels. And God don't say that. Amen. A long time ago that they were out. God done put them out already. And he's still jumping. Some of us still praising them. And still hollering, whooping, hollering behind them. Praise God. And God done put them out. Amen. Amen. Because they're tourism. Amen. They ain't got no stability. Now look at that scripture. I'm going to bless you. I'm just about finishing now. Huh?
He has reserved his
everlasting chains
under darkness
unto the judgment
of the great day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. They are tourists. Amen. They mess themselves up. Mess themselves up. Amen. Because they got that old bug in them that they just got to be going places and got to be doing this and got to be doing that. They just can't stand. They can't get along with nobody. Nobody right but them. All of those niggas over there in Great Emmanuel Church, all of them, they ain't saved. That was the devil tell them. Read now.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah.
And the cities about them,
in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. Amen. What are they doing? Amen. They're tourists and they're trying out everything. Now they're gonna try out everything. They're giving themselves over to fornication. Read.
And going after strange.
And they're going after strange flesh.
Are set forth.
Amen. Praise God. And look at the picture of the day. Praise God. And they're going to marry another lady. Amen. And what are they doing? They're reversing the order. Mm-hmm. Amen. They stand up kissing one another. And then they had a nerve enough to say, the girl one said she want to have a baby. They got married and they want to have a baby. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Two women. How the child is gonna feel, amen, knowing that he got two mamas. Reversing the order. Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. They're going out for strange riches. Amen. Because they are doing what?
Are set forth.
Because they are what? They are what? They are tyrosine. Otherwise, trying out everything. Everything. They're going to try out everything. Now, what they're doing now, right? Read.
Are set forth. From an example. Suffering.
Amen. Suffering.
Avenger. Of eternal fire.
Praise God. When you, amen, change the order, you are, amen, putting yourself, amen, in the place of the eternal punishment. Eternal fire. You're going to die. Amen. All right, God bless you. I'm finished. Amen. I'm finished. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Now, guys, I ain't finished, but I got some more. But I'm gonna let you go tonight. Amen. So that we can be able to talk to some of the other folks who, amen, not here tonight. Somebody need to hear this word. Amen. Reversing the order. Amen. When I get out of tonight, praise God. Amen. I God don't want you tourists.
Right.
Trying out this and try this out and try drugs out. Try alcohol out. Trying this here. I got to try it out and I got to see how it works. You don't want you tourists. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sticking the needles in you. Amen. Sniffing the drug, that dope, that powder in your ear and your nose. And then when Satan gets on the field, and after a while, that's what you're going to be doing. He gets you trying this out, and then he got you going on that. After a while, he gets you going on something else. Then he keep on getting you, and after a while, you'll be just like the scripture, the lesson said, amen, reversing the order. Amen. Sin is doing what? The sin is doing what? It's multiplying. Amen. I'm trying that everything. Amen. Doing anything. It ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. Amen. Because sin got a hold to me, so sin is multiplying. That's what it is. Now, in the course, in the question, anybody got anything they want to say? I'm finished now. I told you what I'm doing. They hear the word of God. Need the word of God explained to them.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So they need to be here where they can hear the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Because the folks out there just fooling and telling them, amen, a little something, and they're there to make them feel good. Amen. But we need more than a little something to make us feel good. We need, amen, the new birth. Something, amen, to hold us. Amen. To keep us from wandering. Amen. Keep us from wandering. Here and there. And that way, not for just wandering. Amen. Trying to everything. It is the tourist. Any other questions? Anybody else got anything to say? Amen. All these preachers and bishops and what have you, they have their wives sitting up there beside them, praise God, and they have to challenge the people, and the people look on them, and so the people see even what they're about, and then they are going about even how they look. And then they gonna do it too, because the man wants their wife to look pretty, want a pretty wife. Huh? And they want them to put on all that stuff, praise God. Amen. And they sit up there, praise God, so his congregation will grow because, praise God, there is no kind of no order. No string. No string tied to them. They can do what you want to do, say what you want to act like you wear what you want to wear, look like you want to look. It's all right, because the husband ain't going to say nothing, because that's what he got her sitting up there by him. Amen. For the congregation to see how she living, so therefore they say, well, if he let her do that, then, and I said, so we can do it too. Amen. I know this stuff is real right. All right, nobody else got anything to say. Well, I'm ready to go home, ain't you? Amen. Lord bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for what you have given tonight. Thank you. Thank you again and again and again. Amen. Let's pray for one another. Remember the sick and afflicted. Remember Ella Hines in your prayers. And some others, praise God. Remember them in your prayer. Praise God. That the Lord raise them up. And in due time, he will raise them up. Amen. He will raise them up. Amen. All right, let us all stand. Yes, ain't God good? Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Amen. Can't you feel him? If you don't feel him, then praise God, you need to come back to the altar. Amen. I can feel him in my soul. God bless you tonight. Now, Father God, we thank you for the service. We thank you what our ears have heard and our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our heart has accepted tonight, praise God. Amen, that we are to not to reverse, amen, the order.